Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Between Two Cents. I'm Spike. This is Soggy.
Augie, or as Australia right. pronounces it, orgy.
Certainly such a man would enjoy the sights along Waikiki.
You want Australia to know that it's orgy.
No. All right. So close. I'll never forget. I had this moment where I was like, I am an artist and I'm going by Augie. And I defined that moment to the universe by putting Augie down for my McDonald's order.
Nice.
And I was like, this is it. And you know why? Because somebody came up to me, a kid came up to me and he was like, hey, I've seen you perform once. And I was like, I know, man, I'm the real deal.
Yeah. Are you Augie from McDonald's?
Yeah.
That yeah. guy who ordered 10 cheeseburgers?
Yeah, pretty much. And so I was like, yes. And so then I put my name down and I was so excited for them to like yell it out. And then this dude, bro, I see him. I know it's my number. I know I'm the next one. He looks at it and he goes, orgy, orgy. Is there an orgy in the house? And then everyone was like,
if you want there to be. I've never done it at McDonald's
before.
Walked
out, I was like, it's Augie.
Yeah.
It's just like walked out. Yeah, it's fine.
And then you're like, seems like a good name.
Yeah. And I was like, we should roll with it.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly. It's provocative. It gets the people going.
So I have a list of questions from people. First person is myself.
Okay.
So how do you feel the first time my son heard your song and he said, quote, I would like to teach Sir Augie how to rap?
I mean, I heard the demo and I was shook. I was shook. And so was it Rocky that did it?
It was Ziggy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Ziggy's on the come up, man. You guys better watch out. And I'm worried for my spot, to be honest, with Spike.
On that note, like when Ziggy realized that you couldn't rap and he offered lessons, is that when you decided to give singing a go?
Yeah. And that's when I decided to change the name to Orgy for the appeal to kind of counterbalance the fact that...
And especially after you heard Ziggy's first record.
Yeah, I mean...
You understood there that it's time to let the dream go.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I was like, okay, the game's pretty flooded now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find my new lane. So I went for
He's six. So if he's at that level at 6 years old.
Yeah. I mean.
It's going to be tough.
He's already topping 6'9". Easy.
Yeah. So we have some appropriate questions from people on the gram.
Yeah.
And they, one of them is, do you have chips or wedges? Is that an American phrase?
No.
Because the only chips we have here are...
I even properly said... No. What? Chips are like the French fries, right?
Yeah. So is the question...
Wedges.
Do you like chips
or wedges.
I thought
wedges.
This was like a metaphor for like, do you have any chips on your shoulder or wedges in your life? I thought it was deeper than
you're
that.
You're too deep, right? Chips or wedges.
Do you have wedges in your life or is there a chip on your shoulder? Okay, so literally, do you like chips or wedges?
Yes, literally. That's...
what's the answer?
I'm going to go wedges if there's sour cream... not sour. Yeah, sour cream and the sweet and sour sauce.
I feel like wedges aren't in anymore.
What do you mean? Like, they went out of fashion?
Yeah. Like, I used to eat wedges all the time, but there's not really places I go where there's a lot of wedges about.
Yeah, it's true.
It's chip culture now. In Melbourne, anyway.
Yeah, I'd say so. What about you?
Chips. Yeah,
chips.
Guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, most embarrassing moment.
Yeah, like, the one that really sticks out. In year 12, there was like a graduation ceremony, and I ended up going to like this like really tiny high school. It was like, it might have been like 50 people in my class. And we were just having a good time, and I decided that I was like the jokester of the event. So I was like landing a few jokes with the crowd, going up, you know, won award for best looking, most athletic, all this stuff. And at the very end, there was one award for it was like best actor of the play because I did a play and I won, but then somebody else got up and thought that they won, and then it was like, oh no, I won, and I just thought I was already on a roll, man. I was like, yo, I'm killing these jokes, like I'm about to open up for Dave Chappelle. And so I got up to grab the award and I was like, hey, Thomas, I won. And the whole crowd was like,
Oh, that's distasteful.
Yeah. And then I...
You did a Kanye.
I did a Kanye. In year 12. Like, I'm going to let you finish.
Before Kanye did a Kanye.
Yeah. So, Thomas, I'm sorry.
I was thinking more like the people want to know what I would say or what would happen if I didn't win.
I guess we'll never know. I should have said that.
Yeah. You kind of like, maybe Kanye got his inspiration from that moment.
Probably. Yeah.
He was definitely at your school.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know if I have a most embarrassing moment because I just laugh at everything. I got caught bludging in the toilet. You know what bludging is?
Like just like wasting time?
Yeah, like 2-3 days in the bathroom. And a terrible story about me. And little kids used to go pee and we used to scare them while they were peeing. Okay. And then the principal came in and slammed open the doors. And I think that was embarrassing just because I don't know. I don't think I thought of the repercussions of getting caught. Yeah, I harassed little kids and they had nightmares and had to go to counseling because they couldn't pee.
How old were you?
I thought there was a monster in the toilet. I think it was like sometime last year or something. No, it wasn't. It was year 8.
Okay.
And we were scaring the grade 2s. And we just thought it was funny. Anyway, good times. Will Ferrell.
Favorite Will Ferrell movie.
Go quick.
Talladega Nights.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to go Step Brothers.
Oh, that's my wife's favorite.
Yeah, I've watched that 100.
Yeah.
What's your creative process or flow?
It's changed. I feel like from starting, like year one, when we were working together, we did 5 songs in 1 year because I was just figuring out how to like gain confidence on the mic.
And not honestly. Put 1,000 choruses in one song.
Yeah.
They were good. They were all good choruses.
Yeah, 100%.
It was just like 100 of them.
Yeah, exactly. And so now I really like the creative process of just like finding the chorus first and even making like 1 or 2 melodies that are like, oh, like that could potentially be it. And we just kind of like jump on the mic and we like, I don't know, just don't think about it too much, mumble it. And then it's been a real collaborative process of like what sings well, what's most relatable. But I mean, at the same time, every song's different. Sometimes a song takes like 30 minutes. Another time, a song will take like 3 weeks to really hone it in and get the messaging right.
Not in this room, it won't.
No.
we're pumping them out in a few hours, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like the general bulk of the song. And we will look back at it the next week and be like, maybe that was weak or we can make it stronger. Okay. How did we meet?
We met. Yeah. So I came in for a feature for another artist and I was like, this is a vibe. And then he doesn't remember that after that, I came back for like four mixing sessions.
Yeah. Where I want to say you made an impression, but I guess at that time.
I mean, hey. I killed that verse.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the verse. I'm talking about the lessons. I have no recollection of teaching.
Yeah.
I've taught, there's been a lot of people that I've taught, but I just, yeah.
Yeah, don't remember that part.
No, I remember seeing you here and I remember you came to the Squad Sunday session or something like that.
Oh, I came Squad Sunday too. Yeah. I just subtly networked for ages. Yeah. I don't know. When I came here, I loved the studio. I loved what was going on. And
you were around.
Yeah. For like a year and a half, I was just kind of like around. But we weren't really homies. Yeah, and then I guess I started sending him demos over Twitch. And then you had an internship that you were advertising. And I was like, hey, man, I don't know if I'm the right guy for the internship, but here's another mix I made. And then you just called me and you were like, bro, like, let me produce for you.
Yeah, this is after like years of sending me stuff. I feel like 2-3 years.
Yeah, it was 2-3 years.
And you just wanted some advice on blah, blah, blah. And I remember hearing one of the tracks. And yeah, that's when I was like, dude, just come in. Let's just do a track together. Just kind of started from there. But I think prior to that, I've been trying to develop for ages a lot of like maybe 4 or 5 different artists prior.
Mm.
And it just wasn't getting to the point I want in regards to like work ethic and discipline. You know, like the talent was good, but a lot of the time wasn't reflecting like what I wanted, I guess.
Mm.
What's your goals with music?
To have freedom in my life through the entrepreneur spirit that is kind of like what led me to to pursue music. I think I'm an interesting person where maybe the creative side or the singing or the lyrics or the rapping side didn't come naturally, but that wanting, like seeing it as a product and wanting to be an entrepreneur and figure out the business element is definitely something that like inspired me and made me want to do music. And so, I don't know. Yeah. My goals are just, yeah, to be able to do this, just get up every day and create when I want to create and have it appeal to a wider audience. I'm kind of in this mix where I we're obviously like, I'm really inspired by the new wave of artists who are really killing it online right now. Like, you know, Nick D or Connor Price. But then there's that other side of me that's, you know, and I feel like both of us, you know, I want to entertain at the level of like JT or Justin Timberlake or something like that. Where it's like, I don't want to put a roof on it. You know what I mean? I just want to entertain to the highest possible level that I'm allowed to. Yeah. And I was also thinking the other night that I never want money to be the reason why I can't create and execute on a cool idea. Like if I have this idea to have 50 dancers in this huge performance, like in my head, I want to have the sauce to be able to do it.
I was going
to
say on that, like, I think the current climate is there's not a lot of artists doing a collective piece of work. Like, I think albums are gone and we've done an album and we're like got half a second album. Yeah. So I think having a collective sound was like really fun for us.
100%.
To like hone into a color.
Yeah.
And also just like a theme. It was really cool. But I also think like you not being boxed is really great because we've been exploring your ability to sing, which is crazy, and your rapping ability. And so I think like a lot of the artists back when were kind of, you need to have your sound for it to pop. But I feel like it's a different climate now. I don't feel like you need a specific sound. I feel like we're in the hip hop. It's not pop, but it's like the hip hop world.
Yeah.
Even with the singing, it's like all swaggy.
100%. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like there's lots of colors of you. It's not just one thing.
Mm. I mean, Andre dropped a flute album, man.
Well,
he's top of the hip hop like, charts.
But when, agreed, but when he did drop back when, he had a collective sound.
True. Yeah. And now I feel like people are in love with the person behind the music.
Yeah, well, that's content as well. You know, people are getting more involved with behind the scenes. Like, the mystery of the superstar is gone.
Mm. But would you say, like, a Taylor Swift or a Weeknd, they still have that, or like that wall?
Yeah. Beyonce, them? Taylor Swift, like, they don't share any of their private life. And they're so big that they don't need to.
Yeah.
But there's some behind-the-scenes songwriting with Taylor Swift. And, you know, you see some bits and pieces that she's a legit queen looking after the people. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Very quick. What artist inspires you the most at the moment? Short answer.
Weeknd.
Favorite track that we made?
I feel like every single project that you work on, you just come in with this mindset. You're like, this is the shit. Yeah. And no one can tell us anything.
It is.
Like, I remember we collabed with a group of people and I was not very confident about it, but you were just like, you just wouldn't let me. Like, you all, I feel like whenever I like brought up even like an inkling of like, I don't know about this. You were like, nah, bro, I don't even want to hear it. This is the shit.
Yeah, because if you don't believe it in that moment that this is the shit, then what are you doing, you know? And I think also what comes with, like, over the last 12 years or so, it's like when you write with an artist, everyone are holding on to a piece of music for 2-3 years. They're so precious. And you were holding on to your songs for ages.
Yeah.
So that's why last year, it's like those 5-6 songs took us so long. Yeah. But once they were out of the bag, there was no expectation that this is the baby. I got to be precious with this.
Yeah.
And we were just writing freely without expectation. So it's like, okay, the first songs that we wrote might not be as good as the ones that we've written 10 months later.
Mm.
But every time that we're writing a song, it's like you need to have that belief that this is the shit. And I feel like I just enjoy the process. So if nothing even pops off, which is not the intention, like I'm happy doing this.
I don't know. It's just, you just hit this groove. It's just like that flow state. It's just like we will never have another chance to make this song right here in this very moment with these lyrics, with that idea. And then it's just so fulfilling when, I don't know, when you just see it come to life and then you're just like, wow, Last thoughts.
This was nice, man. I enjoyed
it. It was good. We should talk
more often.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, no thoughts. Yeah, let's do it again sometime. Cool.
Thanks for watching Between Two Sins. I'm Spike.
I'm Augie. Sorry, I'm Augie. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Peace.